So today's daf is daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. We're holding the second line from the top of the Omid. As you'll recall, over the last few days we've been talking about the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. What did Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika say? He said that if you have a father, l'mashal, that is the manchel li'av ben habonim, le'ben ben habonim, or le'bas ben habonois, meaning this person has a bunch of boys. Let's just throw out an example. Five boys. And he decides that only boy number three, only son number three, needs the parnasa. The other four, Baruch Hashem, are independently wealthy. And therefore he wants to go and give his entire estate to that one son. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, you can do that. Why can you do that? Because it says in the Pasuk, the Torah gives him a right to go and be manchil, to go and, if you will, massage, you can go and work with the nachlois that the Torah goes and gives you. You cannot go and go be masna masha kosa b'Torah and totally not give to the bonim, because the bonim go first. However, if you go and give one ben among the bonim, so you're being mekayim the Torah's mitzvah of giving to the ben, and even though you're not giving to all the bonim the way the Torah conceives, but that's why the Torah gives you some leeway by saying, you have the right to go be manchil to a ben, ben habonim, bas ben habonois, etc. That's what we learned in the Mishnah. The Rabbanan, however, disagree and say, no, you cannot do that. The Rabbanan say, the only way you can go and do something like that is if you go and give it beloshen matona and not beloshen yerusha. Once you're using loshen matona, person has a right to give matana to anybody and everybody in the world. And the matana will be chal before he passes away. Whatever happens after he passes away, there's nothing left. Okay, so now go and give the nachla shibatayra, give all the bonim 0 plus 0 plus 0 plus 0, because there's nothing left. So that's the machlekes we had between Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika and the Mishnah and the Rabban. Now the Gemara goes one step further. Boy Rava. Second line from the top, Bibori Heich. What did Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika hold by a bori? Kika Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika Bishchivmara Dbar Urusihu. Perhaps the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika is only restricted to the case where the father who's being showing favoritism, the ben bein habonim, maybe that's only if he's a shchivmara. Why does it make a difference if he's a shchivmara or not? Because the pasuk uses the Gemara code of the pasuk. V'hoye biyoyim hanchili as banav. When is that v'hoye biyoyim? When is the day that he's being manchil as banav? The assumption is that he is very close to his patira, to passing away. So now, a few minutes, a few hours, a day, a week before that, that's the biyoyim hanchili as banav, where the Torah empowers and authorizes a father to go and show favoritism.
Yes. It's an assumption, just like today. People write wills, they're not waiting until they're chronically ill.
So that's the second side. So maybe Dvar Rusi, or Dvar Rusi means that he is a Baal being Morish. The word Irusi is like to be Morish, that he is now establishing his Nachlois and his inheritance. Maybe Bari not. Oy Dilma says, Ariel Afil Bari Nami. Maybe Bari is the same thing. How do you know? What did Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika hold? Only by Shemira or even by Bari? Good.
Interesting, because there's a pasuk, as you just said.
100%.
So therefore, why we're differentiating a pasuk? It doesn't seem to give scope
for Bari?
It should be
across the board.
Yeah, it doesn't specify.
No,
we should not distinguish.
No one knows the day of his Misa.
That's Ariel's question, your question. Baruch Hashem said we have a whole dozen of three. If you have a Bori Heich, you start off about 12 lines at the top of the Rejbam. 12 lines down. But Bori Heich. Bori she'omar ploini yirash. So the ploini is, he used the expression Yerusha, not the Loshem Matan. You have Yerusha, so the ploini is, me omar b'yechum abroik at the koni, kivin the royal yorshai. It has to be within the parish of Rosh Yerusha, means ben ben habonim or bas ben habonois. Do you say Bararusi roi lohoirish miyad shahoy lech lomas? Unfortunately, the doctors have already told him it's just a question of time, question of days, question of hours, whatever, since he's hoilech lomas, the Karina Bay, and therefore the words in the Torah ring very true. V'hoye b'yoyim hanchilo yazbanav. today or tomorrow, this is the day that I'm going to be manchil chas v'sholem to my bonim, my nachla. Or do you say, Torah doesn't mean dafka shchimra. It means any person who's giving a nachla to his children through the form of a last will and testament, through a tzava, that he can go and prefer one son over the others. After all, Torah didn't say befeirish, but maybe. Could be that the Gemara is concerned about the fact that it considers Rabbi Yechim Abroikas Halacha to be a chidush. And whenever you have a chidush, you try to limit Ein lecho ela dover ela chidushai. Can't go and expand the chiddush more than is necessary. So therefore, maybe the Torah is only referring to the case of a shchimra that's giving away, but not to anyone that's giving away anything. Because after all, then you could defeat and thwart all the hilchos nachla in the Torah.
Like they were discussing earlier, you have to say halacha lemaisa. You know, you remember they had that whole back and forth.
Exactly. Everybody on top of it. Baruch Hashem. Anyway, so bottom line, the Gemara wants to know. Does Rabbi Yechim and Breika hold this halacha only by Shchimra, or even broader by a bari? So, Omaleira Misharsha, this was Rava's Shaila. So, the Misharsha now responds to Rava. Toshima, let's try to bring a raya from a fascinating dialogue between Reb Nosson. We'll see shortly that's Reb Nosson HaBavli. Reb Nosson HaBavli originally was born and lived in Bavel, and later in life he was Ole to Eretz Yisrael. Reb Nosson HaBavli is now saying to Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKodesh, who was Mesader, the Mishnayis. Reb Nosson had apparently just bought a brand new set of Art Scroll Mishnayis, and therefore he said to Rebbe, Shanisa Mishnaschem, I looked through your Mishnayis that you codified, and I saw that you paskin like Rabbi Yochanan and Membroika. Where do we see that he paskin like Rabbi Yochanan and Membroika? Did not. It says in the Mishnah, Leikos of Law, Bonin Dichrin, the heaven leich minoi, Einan Yarsin Kesef Ksuvaseich, Yoiser al chelkeoin de im achuhoin. Chayiv. Shetanai bezin hu. What is this all about? We learned this back in Masechtas Ksuvis, but let's just refresh our memories. And that is, you have young ladies that want to go and get married. And those days, and some say even today, there is a greater incentive to marry a young lady if she comes along with a packet of money, with a package deal. Then the chosin says, oh, that's good, you know, that certainly help to pay for certain expenses. So this could be an incentive for the shidduch. Obviously, it should not be the only incentive, but hopefully this could not be part of, exactly, hopefully not. Hopefully we have midas toivus and a fine and a good guide and all the rest. But adding a little money can often grease the wheels. Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. Anyway, that's for a different discussion. Anyway, so bottom line is, every young lady wants to bring along a nadin to incentivize young men to marry.
Is that a dowry?
Exactly, a dowry. A nadin is a dowry. Very good. So now the question, however, is, the father of the young lady says to himself, uh-oh, this fellow Yankel, he might go and marry, and maybe he already married other women. As you know, in the times of Chazal, you were allowed to go and marry multiple women before the takana of Rabbeinu Gershom, before the Cherims of Rabbeinu Gershom, and even certain Arabic countries among the Achenu B'nei Edot HaMizrach, they still had multiple marriages until not too long ago. Anyway, so what's the story? So the father of this young lady says, I know what's going to go and happen. If Chas V'Sholem, my daughter passes away before my son-in-law is going to Yarshin from her entire Yerusha. If subsequently he's going to pass away, who's going to Yarshin all of the estate? All of his sons. He may have sons from a whole bunch of other ladies, from Sora, Rachel, Leah, Rivka, etc. And maybe even Shprinza. So if my daughter is going to go and bring into the marriage $1 million, instead of it going to my children or my grandchildren, it's going to be spread out to all those other children. I don't like that idea. So therefore, the father would ask that, you know, let's make some sort of stipulation. So they used to write in the ksubais, bonim dichrin, that means any bonim scharim, any young men, to heaven lech minoy, that you're going to have from me. In other words, the chosin says to the kala, that miyat Hashem, we hope to have children. If they're going to be boys, they're going to yarshin. Einon yarshin kesek suvaseich, any money that you're bringing into the marriage, any dowry, those boys, they're going to go and get that legacy. They're going to get the Yerusha. Yoyis al chokoin de imachuin, more than their chelik with any other brothers from other marriages, from other wives. Aha. So this is what we call ksuvas bonen dichrin. And even if you didn't write it in your ksuba, the chachamim were mesakin, that those are the terms of the marriage. And therefore says the Mishnah in ksuvas, loy kasev lo, if he didn't write that in the ksuba, chayv, anyway, that's the din, he's obligated to do so. Shetanai bezanu, that's the tanai bezanu. That's what it says there in the Mishnah. So what do we see, where do we see from this that the halacha is like a b'yochin membreika? Because if you think about this now, how can you go and prefer one group of boys over another group of boys? After all, isn't he being masa mashakosa about Torah? The Torah says you have to give to all the sons alike, and here he's going to give only to the sons this legacy that he gets from the inheritance. This line.
But that applies to the father's nechasim. This is the wife brought
with. But it's going to go through his hands when if she predeceases him.
If she dies first and then he gets it, then he's going to have that money. Once he gets the money, then it's like any other nechasim that he bought, that he received, that he won the lottery, that he got interest in the bank, that he bought properties. Anything that he has, when he passes away, should go to all of his male children.
Equally,
but it's not going to because of this tonight. Then. So now the question is, how can you prefer one boy over another, or one set of boys over another set of boys? Ah, it's like Rabbi Yochanan ben Braika. Therefore, l'choida, I see from this, says Nosan Abavli to Rebbe, I see from this that you're paskening like Rabbi Yochanan ben Braika, that you can prefer ben habanim, even if you use the term yarsun. Notice he said, like, kosav labanim deichrin, einan yarsin, oh, it's a lashon yerusha. Because if you use a lashon matana, then you don't have a raya, because even the rabbanim agree, as long as there's a matana somewhere in the document. But chila ve'emtza basoif, it all works. Ah, it therefore says, Reb Nosson Abavli, Rebbe, I see that you're siding with Rabbi Yochanan ben Braika from this key word, yarsin, and preferring some kids over another kid. Over other kids. Omale Rebbe, so Rebbe said back to Reb Nosson Abavli, you have no raya, because yaspen tanan, make a small emendation, instead of saying einan yarsin kesef suvasech, let it say einan yaspen kesef suvasech. Yaspen is from Loshen Matana and Nesina, like we have leisisev nachla, and therefore says the Gemara, that word yaspen has the sound of Matana, put that Loshen in, so you have no raya anymore to Rebbe Yochanan. Could be that it's going like the Rabbanan. How can you favor somebody over another person? With a matan, you can favor anybody. You can go and give to Yankel Smith. You can even give to Beryl Jones. Yes.
So then Rebbe redacted his own.
Yeah, if he wrote Yarsin, then that shows he. I mean, Reb Nosson Abavli's right.
Don't
he
get
show him from don't. His art scroll Gemara what it said. So it was already written.
He said you didn't look in the footnotes of the art scroll.
Didn't look in the shas and see what the emendation was.
Exactly.
Yeah, anyway,
but don't get too upset about all this, because you're going to see that Rebbe changes his mind in another 3 seconds. Toch kdei dibor. But let's hope so anyway, so the point is, Rebbe says back to Nosson Abavli, don't get too upset or too challenged by this Mishnah that you're saying is a birchen mumbreika. It could be that the proper gear is not really arson, it should be yaspun, and that's fine. And when it says yaspun, then it goes according even to the Rabbanan. The Omer Rebbe, and then subsequently Rebbe said, it doesn't say how much subsequently, maybe the same day, maybe the next day, Yaldas Hoisebi. The truth of the matter is when I responded so, impetuously to Reb Nosson Abavli, I did it a little bit too quickly, and therefore some childishness came into me. They asked him, Reb Nosson Abavli, I really should have treated Reb Nosson Abavli with more respect. So this Nosson Abavli, this Pirush Rashbam Ikri, that says the reason why he's called Nosson Abavli, because he was Olam Mibavel. If you have the Rashbam Ikri on the side, I'm not exactly sure how that is different than the regular Rashbam.
Yeah.
But if you go down, there's a Shnisa Mishnaschem. It's about 10 lines in. And now go all the way to the end of that shtickel before Leikosav law. You see, or the Fisher of Nosson, Olam Mibavel, Ka'amel Rebbe Mishnaschem. That's why he said Mishnaschem, and that's why he's called Nosson Abavli.
Isn't he one of the two people who rebelled against Rebbe's father at the end of Harius, Reb Nosson Rameir?
There's certainly a Reb Nosson. I don't know whether it's the same Nosson Abavli, but you can check that out and you'll let us know tomorrow. Thank you. Anyway, Lemais says Rebbe, I withdraw my emendation of Yasvin to Yarsin. We'll leave it at Yarsin, and we'll leave the art scroll without making any changes. Ella, what's the reason why? I'll tell you why. The Kaimalan Bonin Dichrin Loitorfa Mimishabdi. What happens if the Achamev Yasin, the father, passes away, and the Bonin Dichrin that were the beneficiaries of this additional kibba that they got more than everybody else because of this takonas chazal? What happens if there are no nechosim in terms of karkois or metalfalim, but there are mishabdi? What means mishabdi? That the father had owned, the father who was the husband of the wife who received the dowry from her father, in other words, the son-in-law who got this nice dowry. What happens if he sold some of those properties whilst he was alive? And then, chas v'shalom, he passed away. And now the kinderlach, the einiklach, saying, that used to belong to our Zaydi, and we were looking forward to that when, not that we're looking forward to chas v'shalom, our parents passing away, but if it went, I mean, that's derech kolaret, that we were going to go and get these properties. And guess what? So can they go to the lekuches now and say, hey, you bought that property that used to belong to Zaydi that went through our mother and went to our father, and we want to get those properties. That's the question. Oh, so says Yomar El Dekayim Malon, but in Dichren, Loitar from Mimishabdi, they do not have a right to go and collect from the Shibud. Why don't they have the right to collect from the Shibud? Because it's no difference than any other individual in Klal Yisrael that has Nechosim that belongs to him. And then he decided to go and sell them. And then he passed away. And now the children are looking in the estate, and there's no money in the estate, and they want to go and collect back from the lekuches. Those lekuches say, are you nuts? Are you crazy? Your father sold it to us, and we paid him money, and it was a normal, regular mekach or memka, regular sale.
There was no debts.
Exactly. So what did he do with the money? I don't know. For all I know, he went and spent in Las Vegas. Maybe he drank and became shikker. Maybe he did some lousy investment. I don't know what happened.
Maybe he gave it to tzedakah.
Or maybe he gave it to tzedakah. Whatever it is, it doesn't make a difference. But bottom line is, you cannot be toyif a Yerusha Mimishubadim. Otherwise, that would cause havoc throughout society. You only get whatever's left in the estate after the person passed. If there are debts which are left, that's a different story. But if a person sold property before he passed away, he has a right to sell and to give away property. So therefore we have that rule that Ban Dichron cannot go and collect from Mishabodim. If you go and tell me that it was a present, present would mean that he's receiving it presently and not li acher mevi esrim. So ibazoi amay li tavim mishabdi. So then they have the right to that property before the lekuchais. The lekuchais should have checked out the registry. They would have known that there is a ksuvas banan dichrin. They would have known that these properties have already been given to the children. If you say it's a lashon matana, it's a lashon matana. Of course, it's chal before the ptira. That's the reason why the Rabbanan are able to subscribe to the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika in limited form. If you wrote Matana, as long as the person is alive, he can give away whatever he wants to. And therefore says Rebbe, the reason why the word Yarsin is written in the Mishnah, this is written very, very carefully and meticulously. This wasn't just, well, Yarvin, Yarsin, Yasvin, basically the same word. They rhyme with each other. Maybe in some distant way we could find that the gematria is the same. No, there's nothing to do with it. It had to say the word Yarsin. Why? To teach us this is a Yerusha, and therefore the Banan Dichrin cannot be Torah Mishavdi. So Isol Kadaitach Yasvin Taman, had it said Yasvin, Amayli Torah Mishavdi, it would be like any other part of the ksuba where there is a lien on property. That's why it had to say Yarsin. So now we have concluded the dialogue between Nosan Abavli and Rabbi Yechimim Breker. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Thank you. So what is the dialogue? We started off the Gemara that Rava asked, is halacha only legabe a shchimra or even by a bari? Said the Gemara initially, I'll bring you a raya from the case of the Banan Dichrin. There by the Banan Dichrin, when the husband is giving away these nechosim by saying these magic words, Banan Dichrin, was he a shchimra or was he a bari? Obviously at the time of the chasana, he was a bari. He was a young man, and he was getting married, just like we hope Mirchem Aria will get married shortly.
Someone with a big dowry.
That would be nice, but remember, that's not the ikker, that's the duffer. She should have midas toivus and appreciate all of your malice that you have that so enrich all of us. And she should therefore enrich you with her malice toivus. Exactly. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So the Gemara initially thought that Nosan HaBavli said to Rebbe, you are clearly in Rabbi Yochanan ben Broich's corner, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Broich uses the term over here, the Lashon of that Mishnah is Yarson, and how can you go and prefer one set of kids over another set of kids? Muzach Zayin, it's like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broich. And you're using the Lashon Yerusha, you're not losing the Lashon Matana. So I have a raya that you, Rebbe, hold it, Rebbe, right? So Rebbe responds to Nosan HaBavli, don't jump so quickly. No. Instead of Yarsin, let's say it's Yaspun. If it's Yaspun, then it can go even according to the Rabbanon. And therefore, you have no raya, because according to Rabbanon, if you give Matana, of course, you give Matana to anybody. However, afterwards, Rebbe changed his mind, and he said, no, what I did was impetuous. Mm. Why was that? Because we needed the Lashon of Yerusha in the Mishnah to teach us the halacha that just like any other type of Yerusha, you cannot be tired of Mishabdi, the Banan Dichron can't be tired of Mishabdi. So therefore we have no raya to the, you cannot say we could have put in, we should put in, we should amend the Mishnah, put in Yasmin. We have to put in the word Yarsin.
Therefore it is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha.
Therefore Zokt Yemara, Man Shamas Lei De Islei Hai Svara, who's the one that holds, even if you use the Lashon Yerusha, you can prefer some kids over other kids. That should be a Chumbreika. Ushmamina Afilu Bebori. Since the Chosin was a Bori, he wasn't expecting to pass away. The Kala would not want to go and marry him if he's about to be a Shchimera, right? No. Especially if she's the one that's bringing the money.
Right,
he had the money,
right.
It's one thing.
The money. Yeah.
But she has the money, she's not interested in marrying a Chosin. That's one step away from, you know, Chaver Kedisha. Ushmamina Afilu Bebori. So we see we're talking about even a Bori. So we've been poishit the Shaila of Rava, that the din of Yechman Broika applies not only to Chimera, but also to Bari, and since all of you felt that way initially, we're very happy that, Baruch Hashem, you have been mechaven to the Emes. Good.
That's the halacha.
That's the halacha, at least that's the, that's how we were pushed to Shaila. That's what Rabbi Yechman Broika holds, not only Chimera, but also Bari.
Not halacha
and
Maisa, we didn't say that, we just said halacha.
Oh, that was your point. Very good. And with that, according to the Rejbam, we have now concluded this discussion. According to Toisus and others, the discussion continues. You'll see it's related. But Rejbam says, on our initial question, put two dots, put an exclamation point, we're done. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broich is even referring to a bari. Now, Omelet Rapopla Abai. You'll see that this is related. It says Rapopla Abai. Bein leman di omer yaspun. Ubein leman di omer yarsin. Say if you would say yaspun, like the Rabban. Say if you would say Yarsin, like a Bircham of Broika, whether you use the Lashon Matana, whether you use the Lashon Yerusha, ha ein oda makna dova shaloi bali oilam. I don't understand how you can even have this type of takana, where you're saying that the Chosin says to the Kala, don't worry, any property that I get from you is going to go to your boys, to our boys that we're going to have in Yetz Hashem. It's a dova shaloi bali oilam. So you're going to go and tell me if Hiller made the Oma Adam Makne Dovah Shalei Ba'olam Hani Mili Lidovar Sheyeshnei Ba'olam Av Lidovar She'ena Ba'olam Loi. What means Lidovar Sheyeshnei Ba'olam? The word Lidovar is not precise. What he really means is people Sheyeshnei Ba'olam. Yankel can go and say to Beryl, I'm going to go and give you property that I hope to receive in Miyat Hashem in future years, even though I don't own it yet. According to a mayor, Odom Makna Davashalabilam. But that's because Yankel and Beryl are both around. If Yankel says, I'm going to go and give Mietshem to future people that haven't even been born yet, to my future children, my future grandchildren, they're not even Ba'olam. Even Rameir would agree that that type of kinyan is worthless. Who are you being Makna to? Being Makna to the future Yankels and Beryls that I hope to have in Mietshem with my wife. Mister, how do you know you can have children? Exactly. They may not be married and may not last more than a couple of days. You never know, but it's came of this.
It's a parallel argument. In one case, you have the nechassim ba'olam when they get the nachim, and the other case, you don't have, you know,
you have the people, you don't have nechassim, something you have nechassim, you don't have the people.
Why in one case is good and not in the other one?
Are you asking why is there a difference? Because the Gemara is saying, when you have two people, at least they can go and shake, and they can make a kinyan, they can make a kinyan sudar, or whatever, even though the nechassim are not here yet, okay, but the nechassim are here to Shem.
And Rameir says that the tree has to exist. The fruit may not exist, but the tree is here. When he says, Odomach and Davar Shabbat Olam, Rameir talks about a case where the tree, the sada, is there, present. The fruits are what you're selling, not the.
So there's at least something there. However, if you don't even have a recipient there, how can you go be makna to a non-existing recipient? That doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. That's what the Gemara says. So that being
the case,
there's no Adam here to be shlebefanav. Okay. So now the question is, freitach rapapa to Abaya. I don't understand this whole ksuvas banan dichrin thing. That what? You're saying that Mitzvah, the future boys that are going to go and be born to this marriage, that we're Mitzvah going to have a marriage happily ever after, we're going to have boys. Mitzvah, they're going to go and get the legacy, the inheritance from your father. It's going to go to you, it's going to come to me, it's going to go to them. Givaldi. Those boys don't exist yet. So who cares whether you use Lus and Yasmin and Yarsin? This is a more overriding concern. The whole thing doesn't work. Av Lidover. Lidover means children. Shein and Boim that don't even exist yet. Law, even Rabbi would agree that this doesn't work. And therefore, Rav Papa says, no Abaya. Muzduch Zain, Elo tonight Bez and Shani. Even though you and I could not be Makna Lidover, Shloi Boloilam, however, the Bezin does have that capacity. Why? Because
Hefker,
Bezin, Hefker. They can do whatever they want with property. They have that
nuclear option.
That nuclear option. Good. So, Elo tonight Bezin, Shani. See, if that's the din, Hochanami tonight Bezin, Shani. Meaning, you kept on telling me that this Mishnah goes according to B'yochim and Broika. Doesn't have to go according to B'yochim and Broika. It could go even according to the Rabbanan. Why? Because since it's not working the Torah's normal matones or normal Yerushais, it's a Tanai Bezin. Tanai Bezin, they can do whatever they want, even though the recipients are not even alive. So you can go and say, L'chayr, we paskin like the Rabbanan. Not necessarily like Reb Yochanan ben Broika. So how does this all work? It works with the Tanai Bezin. With Tanai Bezin, you answer all kashas. The Bezin can do whatever they want. Hefke Bezin, Hefke. So Hochanami Tanai Bezin Shani. Omalei says, Abaye back to Rapapa. Rapapa, you have a very good point. In concept, what you're saying is correct, that once it's a Tanai Bezin, it makes no difference. You're paskin like B'yechem and Broika, or like the Rabbanan. And so therefore, from the Halach itself, you could not prove from that Mishnah that we quoted above, Nosan Abavli to Rebbe, that what? That we're talking Aliba to B'yechem and Breika. It could theoretically go contra Rabbanan too. How could the Rabban allow for this type of situation of Ben Habbanim? After all, they say you cannot do it. That's only because you and I cannot do that, but Bezin can go and do whatever they want. So you have no raya from that Mishnah that the Mishnah that Rebbe holds like a B'yechem and Breika. Amalei, so Abaye said to Rav Papa, no, Mishkom de Mapik lo beloshin Yarsin. Why did Rebbe choose the word Yarsin instead of the word Yasbun? If the essence of that Mishnah, the substance of the Mishnah, wants to go and tell us that there's a Tanai Bezin, and based on Tanai Bezin, all other rules, so to speak, fall away, the Bezin can do whatever it wants to, so why didn't it go and use the term Yasbun?
Because they would have had the problem that we had before with the other Mishnah, that they would have said it, then they can
out Shibudim.
Shibudim.
Exactly right. So Omalei Mishim Dekamapik Lo B'Yarshin Yarsin, since it said Yarsin and not Loshin of Yasbun, therefore it's come to tell you that it has to be Dafka through Yerusha. Why does it have to be Dafka through Yerusha? Like we said before, and it goes like a B'Yarshin and Broika, and not like the Rabbanan, and the choice of Yarsin is to go and tell you, just like we said before, that you're not goyve mimishu bodem, you can only be goyve from whatever's there in the Yerusha at the time when the father passes away. Why? Like we said before, because it's not betrayus matana, it's betrayus Yerusha. Who holds he can do this betrayus Yerusha? That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. I, the Rabbanan, could also subscribe to this since it's a Tanai Bezin, but then we'd have used the word Yasmin and not the word Yarsin. This is what Abaye responded to Rav Papa. Hodr of Abaye, you see, everybody today is afterwards has second thoughts. The Rebbe said in a very strong Lashon, Yaldis Hayavi, Here, Rabbi doesn't use that term, but he says, "Lamilta de Amri." What I said is also really not a convincing raya. It really could go according to Rabbanan after all, even though it says the word Yarsin. And you know what the Mishnah is coming to tell you? In addition to the Chiddush that you were just mentioning before about the Mishubadim, it's telling yet another Chiddush. Titnan. We have Vait in the Mishnah in Mesechtis Ksuvis. Besides the din of the Tekonis Banin Zich Dichrin, we also have the Tekona of Benon Nukvan. What's the Benon Nukvan? Titnan. We learned in the Mishnah Likosim Vula, even if the Chosin does not write into the Ksuba. Banin Nukvan, the heaven, Lichi Minohi. You have Yasvin Bebesi, the Yitzin Minachosai, Aditi Lokhin Legovrin. The Kala is looking at the Chusin, and she's saying, you know, I hope we're going to have kids, I hope we're going to have boys, I hope we're going to have girls. What happens, Chulil Vachas, after I and you, the Chusin Kala, pass away, and we're going to have girls? Maybe the girls are going to be young girls. Who's going to support them? Is there going to be enough money in the estate to go and support them? And
for a dowry, of course, when they want to get married.
That's true, too. And besides everything else, remember that the boys are the ones that are going to take the whole Yerushalayim, Shaitach and the Torah, that Ish Kiyomus Uven Ein Loi, Vavartim is the Chalas and Levite. But if there's a Ben, then the Banais lose out. So what's going to happen with the girls? The girls going to have food to eat, they're going to have shelter, they're going to have to get married. What's going to be? So therefore he writes, and once again, Hefker, Bezen, Hefker, this is all permissible. Even if he does not write, Loikosula Benon Nukvan, any girls that we have, the heaven, Lichminoi, that we have together, you have in Yasmin Bebesi, they can continue living in the house, assuming that the father, when he passed away, left over a home, they can continue living in that house. And they can continue eating mizoinois until they get married in Mietz Hashem, and then they lose the right to continue living in the father's home and getting mizoinois, because now they have a husband. So even if he didn't write it, Chayiv Shutanai Bezdin. So now we have a question. What's this loshen? Because of Lobin Unukvan. Now it doesn't say expressly, however, the sound of it is that this is a matana. Because it doesn't say inun yarshin nechosai or beisi ad tulachin, it says yasvin, those children that we have, yasvin, they can sit there in the house, they can live in the house, they're going to get mezoinis. So that has the sounding of a matana.
In fact, Yasvin, except for the Samach and the Tuf, it's the same pronunciation. It's a strange, I mean, it's a pun, as it were.
Exactly, because Yasvin is from Lashon Yeshiva, to go and they can reside inside the house.
Yasvin is Lashon, you said, Matana earlier.
Exactly, that's something separate. But I give you...
It's the same sounds, though, ironically.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, if I give this to you bottle, this is a Yasvin with a Samach, but you obviously can't reside in this bottle, so you wouldn't have a Yasvin with a Tuf. It's a tough situation, but that's the way it works. Anyway, so getting back to Agmar. So Zokti Yimara, even if he didn't write it, he's Chayiv nevertheless. In other words, the executors of the estates will have to make sure that the girls can continue living there and getting mezainis, because it's an idea.
He has boys.
Sorry, one second.
He has boys also.
Even though he has boys, that normally the boys would say, "Hey, no, I read in the Torah."
If he has no boys, everything goes to the girls.
And then you don't need this tekana.
You don't need
the tekana because they get everything anyway. We're talking about there are boys, and nevertheless, that's a carve out of the boys' Yerusha. This is another carve out also of a dowry, but the Gemara doesn't go into that today. Anyway, so why is the Gemara telling all of this? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. You recall yesterday or Friday when we discussed this earlier, we said that what happens if you have a document that says both Yerusha and Matana?
Right.
Ooh. So remember we had in the Mishnah back in Daf Chuf Chaf Vav Amid Bey. Let's get to the four mandamrim in a moment. In the Mishnah it says as long as you have the word Matana anywhere, but Chilah Be'emtza Basoyev, that works. And then we had four mandamrim in the Gemara for Amiroim, the Gabi, the Halacha of when does the Loshen Matana cleanse whatever negative effect the Yerusha has? Is it only one person with one field?
Okay.
Or one person, two fields? Two persons with one field? Or even two persons with two fields? Do you remember we had that discussion?
Right.
Because if it's multiple transactions, multiple people, so then maybe Matan is for one and Yerusha is for the other, and you can't mix and match. And then the Gemara brought a raya from a Braisa on Kuf Lamed Amud Beis by the fact that it said, first I give to you, and I give to you be Yerusha, the Acharech, and after that I give to a second person, and after that I give to a third person. Furthermore, if you're talking about be Yerusha, ain't the Yerusha Hefsik, so it should automatically stay with the first person, it shouldn't go to the second, it shouldn't go to the third.
Right.
Ah, because it's talking about Matana. Yeah, but if it's talking about that the first one gets Yerusha and the second one gets Matana, how does that help in a document where we started off the Yerusha? Oh, because Matana, even though it's two separate transactions, because the first transaction he's giving to Yankel Smith, and then afterwards he gives to somebody else,
to
Beryl Jones, and so on and so forth. Yeah, but he used the Lashon Yerusha and Lashon Matana. It's okay, said the Gemara. We brought I'm telling you, Kenina, the oilam is cooking with gas. Anyway, so we ultimately...
Tell the governor.
Anyway, so the Gemara is telling us now that the Gemara concluded back on Kuf Lamet Amid Beis, even if you're talking about Shtei B'nai Adam and Shtei Sadois, two different people, two different transactions, the halacha is that the Lashon Matana used anywhere in the document cleanses the use of the term Yerusha anywhere else in the document. Ah, so therefore Zoktoch Yetz Abaye to Rapapa, don't get hung up on the fact that it says the word Yarson, or Abaye is really talking to himself. Abaye said to Rapapa, you know why that Bryce is said that it goes, you can go and be makne to Shlomo Oilam, because it's an Ibezdin. If it's an Ibezdin, so then maybe it goes after all according to the Rabbanan, and not like a Birchim Breit. And I said, Lashon Yarsin. Says Yimura, the fact that it says Lashon Yarsin says Abaye to himself, that's really Loimal of Loimoyrit. Maybe what the Mishnah is telling you is a separate halacha. And that separate halacha is even by Shnei B'nei Odom Ushnei Sodois, the Lashon of Matana will cleanse whatever negative effects we have from the Lashon Yerusha, so that it will work even according to Rabbanan, and not only according to Rabbi Yechon Breika, but even according to Rabbanan. So you're asking, so where do we find in the same document that you have both the Lashon of Matana and Yerusha? Oh, our case with the Ksuba. The Ksuba says, initially, Banan Dichrin, the Heaven, Menichem, Enoi, Einan, Yarsin, Kesu Ksuba, say, oh, it says Yarsin. That sounds like Rabbi Yechon Breika. Yeah, but then afterwards it says, or before it says, that Banan Nukvin, the Heaven, Menichem, Enoi, Yehavin, Yasun Vabesi, which is a Lashon of Matana. I'm giving them the right to stay in my house and to have Mazoinis at the local governor. Ah, so therefore, says the Gemara, V'havale l'zeh b'matana u'l'zeh b'yerusha. V'chol l'zeh b'yerusha, l'zeh b'matana, afil rabbanan moidu, that the Lashon of Matana will take care of the Lashon of Yerusha. So by they don't have a rye that it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it could still be... I'm sorry. Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. See, I'm so happy that you're here. Without you, I'd be dead. Anyway, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, then Rabbi Yochanan, if you don't have a rye, it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. Even go according to Afil Rabbanan Moidu. Because the Lashon of Matana will cleanse whatever Lashon Yerusha you have. That you said that it has to be done davke toikde dibur, so either because when you're writing it out and the person who's laying it at the chuppah, it's toikde dibur, he's saying the one word after the other, or Rishbam does says you don't have to come on to that because the two takonois of the same bezdin, it's considered to be as if it's toikde dibur, as if it's a package deal, so to speak. And therefore, what is now Abaye saying? Abaye said, I originally said, the Kamapik Lot Beloshin Yarsin is a Haraya too. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika says, Abaye la Milzi di Amri. The reason why it helps, even according to the Rabbanan, and the Chiddush of Rabbi in putting Yarsin is, that as long as you use Matana somewhere else in the document, that Matana will cleanse the Yerusha, and therefore, Baita, it could go according to Rabbanan, and not Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, and the chiddush of using Yarsin instead of Yasmin is taka to tell us this halacha. As long as you have matana anywhere, but chila the emtu v'soif, that's enough. Zok Yomara Amalei Rav Nachumi, the is the Amar of Nachanania bar Menyumi li Abaye. The reason why you're saying this is because you're assuming both of these takanas were issued by the same bezin at the same time, and therefore it's like a toich kidei dibur
situation.
Like you look at the top Rishbam. We didn't say the Gemara yet. Mi mai de bechad beidina iskin Who says that these two takanas were done simultaneously or concurrently? Dilma betray beidina iskin. See the top Rishbam. Imai de bechad beidina iskin till the heavy betoich kedei dibur. Dilma betray beidina iskin. In other words, it was one earlier bezin that decided on, for instance, ban and dichrin, and then there was a later bezin a year later, 5 years later, 100 years later, to decide on ben nukvan. Lekoi high a high cloud. One has nothing to do with the other. It's like two separate documents, two separate takanas, two separate everythings. Then the lashon matana of one takana is not going to help for the other takana when these takanas may have been 100 years different in terms of when the chachamu masakin it. Zok to Yomara, back to Yomara, leisol kadaita. That really cannot be. Why cannot be? Diktoni reisha, back to the reisha of that Mishnah. Zem medish torish ablozim in azari levnei chacham bikerim biyavne. Habonim yirshu, vabonois yuzoinu. The bonim get the Yerusha, meaning the bonim dichrin, and the bonis get the mezoinis, that's menon nukfan. Ma habonim enim yorshin el liacha misavim, avbonis le yuzoinu el liacha misavim. Just like the Bonim are not going to get in Yerusha until the father passes away. By definition, Yerusha doesn't happen before a person passes away. Av Bonis, the daughters are not going to get Mezoinis, Elachim Yisavien. Meaning, yes, if the father wants to support them, by all means, if they're P'utois, if they're young kids, he has to support them. But once they reach a certain level of, let's say, when they become a G'doylois, when they become at least an Orois, then he can go and say, listen, you're old enough to support yourselves, I'm no longer on the hook. I'm not saying that that's a nice thing for a father to do, whether that's equitable or ethical or it's moral. We're not talking, we're just talking about the legalities. And he's saying, just like Yerusha is only l'chal achar misa, avbonis le'yizoinu, this b'noi snukvan takana that we said in the Amud Aleph, only is chal li'achar misa zaviyam. Aha. So, that's what it says in the Mishnah. So now the Gemara is madaik. Iyam is bishlam b'chad beidina iskin. If you're going to tell me that one bezin was misakin both takanas together, hayin diofina takana mi takana, then it's very appropriate to go and say, Dorish ablozim in Azaria, the two takanas are hand in hand, they work together, so just like the bonim don't get until after Misa, the bonis also do not get mezoinis until after Misa. Eli Amris betray beidina iskin, if he's talking about these are two separate batidinim, hechli afina takana me takana. And therefore it's mashman that these two takanas came from the same bezin, and since they came from the same bezin, Abaye is right, that the reason why it says in the Mishnah Yarsin is Lav Dafka to go and tell us that we Paskal Gebrichen Ben Breika. But rather, the reason why it's coming to tell us, it's telling you a separate halacha, that even according to Rabbanon, even if you use the word Yerusha once, that doesn't passel everything. As long as you use Matana somewhere, that Matana will clean up any damage done by the word Yerusha. Are you going to go and tell me it was not It was Torchidei Dibur. It must have been the same Bezdin. Because if it's two different Bateidinim, how could you go and learn one Takana from the other Takana? It was Taka two separate Bateidinim. Or Beidina Basra, Tokun Kib Beidina Kama. And the Takana of the second one was framed in a similar form like the first takan. In other words, the second bezin that had to go and consider, for instance, Benois Nukvan, they said, what would be a good way of framing it? So they said, let's do it in the same framework as the earlier bezin did years ago when they talked about Banan's Charim. Ah, that being the case, Okti Yomara, if that's the way, why did they do that? Kehechloi Tiksha, Takanta, Takanta. That people shouldn't start going and scratching their heads and saying, I don't understand. You're talking about when the boys get, they only get after Yerusha. But the girls get even before Yerusha when the father's still living? Why should I say that? So therefore, they patterned the second takana after the first one. People shouldn't start asking questions. It doesn't make sense. So that being the case, it could very well be that there was two separate batei dinim. If it was two separate batei dinim, then it's not like toich kedei dibur. If it's not like toich kedei dibur, sinai bazoi, the loshin matana of benois nukvan is not going to go and remedy the loshin yarsun in the bonin scharim. So ay bazoi, why then did the Mishnah choose the word yarsun? Why did Rabbeinu HaKadosh choose yarsun instead of putting in the word yaswin? So until now, Abaye was answering Rav Papa. I'll tell you why it said Yarsin. Because it wants to tell you the Chiddush that even according to Rabbanan that disagree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, you can still give a legacy as long as you call it Belashin Matana. And even if you use the word Yerusha once or twice in the document, it doesn't matter. As long as you have a Matana somewhere in the document, it works. That's because we thought it was all one Bezdin. Therefore, it's like a Toich Kedei Dibur, and therefore the Matana would work. But now that we've concluded that it's very possible that this were two separate Batei Dinim, so it's not like Toich Kedei Dibur, so therefore the word Matana is not going to go and help at all vis-a-vis the Lashon Yerusha. So why did the Mishnah choose the Lashon Yerusha? Not to go and tell us this din, that even by two people and two sodois, that the word Matana can go and cleanse the word Yerusha. No, because it's not Toich Kedei Dibur, it's not like one Takana. Rabbi said, no, it could be there was one Takana, but it's very possible it was two separate Takanas, and therefore it's not Toich Kedei Dibur. And then the word Matana is not going to cleanse the word Yarsin. So what's the Chiddush? Why does it say Taka Yarsin? I'll tell you why it says Yarsin. Because we talk a paskin like Rabbi Yechim Abroika and not like the Rabbanan, and the Yarsin's come to tell you that you only can go and collect from Bnei Choyrin and not from Mishubadim. And therefore, bottom line is, yes, it's Taker Birchen Mabraika, and the Loshen Yarsin is telling us this special halacha. Don't think that you could go and collect even Mishubadim L'Acher Misa. The Din of Ban Dachrin can only collect from Bnei Choyrin and not from anything which is Mishubadim.
But anything, not just the Ban Dachrin, but anything can't be collected from Mishubadim.
You're saying is correct. However, we're focusing on this because we're trying to bring a raya. We started off whether Rabbi Yechim Abroika was talking about Bari or talking about Shchimra. Mm-hmm. And the Mishnah and the Gemara conclude at the end, he's talking about Bari because the Chusin at the Chasana, he's now saying... I'm sorry?
He's a Gezunt Chasana.
He's a Bari, Baruch Hashem. And he's giving away, he's preferring certain children over other children. And therefore the Gemara concluded, is the Chasim and HaMishnah hold like a Berichim Abraika. But then Rapapa said to Abaya, I don't understand, you're telling me you have a Raya like a Berichim Abraika from that Mishnah. What makes the difference with this Yasmin, with this Yarsin? Right. How can you mark the Lev Shalom Eloi? The answer is because it's an Ibezin. Oh, if it's an Ibezin, it certainly can go even according to the Rabbanan, Lav Davka Rabbi Yechonah. So said Abaya, no, I'll tell you a reason why it says Yarsin. The reason Yarsin is to tell you that Rebbe was very insistent that we pass on Rabbi Yechonah Breika and not like the Rabbanan. Because otherwise, the Rabbanan should say the Lashon Yasmin and not Yarsin. And then Abaya changes his mind, and Abaya says, you know, I really shouldn't have given that answer. You know, the reason why it says Yarsin, because he wants to tell us another Chiddush, that even if you have two separate people, Shnei Anoshim, Shnei Sadois, as long as you do Matana anywhere in the document, it works. And here it's Toich Kedei Dibur, because it was one Takana of one Bezdin. How do I know it was one Takana of one Bezdin? Because Rabbi Lozman Azai learns one thing from the other. So therefore that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, to go and tell you, we paskin like the Rabbanan, not like Brechim and Breika, and we put in the word Yarsin to tell you that you can go and cleanse Yarsin by putting in Matana, Be'emtzo, Be'soiv, Be'tchila. Says him, well, you have no Raya, because maybe it wasn't Taka one Bezel, it was multiple Batidinim. I, Rabbi Lozman Azari, says I can learn one from the other, Gabi La'achar Misavim, before Misavim, because they were patterned in the same pattern, so people shouldn't ask questions. Takanta, Atakanta. The bottom line is, why does it say Yarsin? Not to tell you the din of Matana cleanses Yarsin, because it wasn't Toich Kedei Dibur, maybe it was two separate Batidinim. So the Yarsin comes to tell you that Rabbeinu HaKodesh paskin Taka like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika and not like the Rabbanan, and therefore you can prefer one child over other children, and not only in a case of a Shchimra, but even a case of a Bari, because the Chusin presumably was a Bari when he gave all these statements in the Ksuma. Now we're starting a brand new sugya. We see the halacha is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika holds his din, not only in the case of a Shchimra, but even in the case of a Bari. And I'm glad that you went back to that, because we're starting now a new sugya, which l'choira on the surface is unrelated. Amr Yehuda, Amr Shmuel. The reason why we're bringing this sugya now, unrelated, I mean it's related to Nachlis and all the rest, but not to what we were talking about Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, is because the Gemara is going to conclude that this Gemara that we're learning now is clearly talking about Shchimra. What's the status of Borimai? How do I know this? Look at the top of tomorrow's Amid. Just take a peek. We're not learning tomorrow's Amid yet. Etc. But what's it in by a Bari? So therefore, this Gemara parallels the early Gemara that we just finished, just like Rabbi Yechim and Breika, we know for sure he's talking about a Shechemira. Did he hold to say by Bari, yes or no? Here too, we're going to start off telling a Gemara by a Shechemira, and then we're going to try to extend it. Does this also apply to a Bari? So that's the parallel, and that's the reason why the Ravina Ravashi will Masada the Gemara in this way. That's what Rishbam says. So Amr Yehuda Amr Shmuel, HaKoyisim Kol Nechosel Ishtai. A person went, he has children, Baruch Hashem. He has either lots of banim or lots of banois, he should go and give them a Yerusha. And instead he says, I'm giving all my nechasim to my wife. Doesn't make sense. Sorry?
Is it matana or Yerusha?
Very good question. See, Rishbam addresses your question. Look 5 lines before the white lines. Look in Rishbam. Right before the white lines. Lashin?
Lashin
matana.
Matana!
You see?
For Vasnisht.
For Vasnisht. He gave everything to his wife.
Why
does
it have to be
Rishim Arah? We'll get to that in a moment. Anyway, Koyz and Kol Chosel, Ishtaleya saw Ella Abutrapa. Even though she thinks, oh, now I'm a multimillionaire. Oh, look, I got everything for me. She's only the Abutrapas on behalf of the children. So why then did he go and write Kol Nechasel Ishta if he only intended her to be an apotropis? So Rishbam repeats a few times by this case and the next couple of cases that he's only doing this Lechabda Be'enei Habonim. The children may not have had the proper respect, particularly if some of the children were from other wives, and he wants all of them to respect the wife that's going to succeed after he passes away, the surviving spouse.
She has the power of the purse, literally.
Oh, and since she has the power of the purse, everybody's going to have to say to her, Mommy, good morning, how can I help you? And by the way, I could use another allowance. And by the way, I'm not feeling so well today. I could use a couple of dollars to go to the doctor, etc., etc. So,
but if she marries another guy,
then she's not going to have a penny to her name, except for anything that she has from her own, but not from this estate. But by we're talking about that he gave everything to her. If he gave a partial, that's not a problem. Especially since it's Lashon Matana, said the Rabbanah, as long as Matana you can give anybody. Here, however, if he gives everything, nobody does that. If you look at the Rishbam, the next Rishbam after Lashon Matana, Le'yaso El Apotropa, 5 lines before the white lines, Do'imin Adasu, we are looking into people's minds. We're doing a reasonable assessment. Ein Odom Inyech Hezbonav, V'noisim Sakoy Li'ishtak. Person wouldn't do that. Forget about the children and give everything to his wife. Why? That's the reason why he did it, to go and be. He wants the children to give her the proper respect. Maybe until now they didn't give her the proper respect. But even if they did, he wants them to continue to be loyal to mommy. May not even be their mommy, might be a stepmother, that they should go and respect her, so that anytime they want any allowance, they know who to go to, and they know how to treat her appropriately. So therefore, says the Gemara, I saw Al-Batrop. And now the Gemara continues on, Pshita, in a situation where it's Benoi HaGodol, there too, the father left the entire estate for his Benoi HaGodol, B'loshin Matana, Le'yaso El Al-Batropis. Same thing, he made him an apotropis. And again, says Rishbam, so that the younger brothers should go and give kavod. You see, we have this dark font of the Rishbam, 4 lines. Skip till the end of that dark font. V'hachi perusha, you have it, Brother Shai, 10 lines into the wide lines. V'hachi perusha pshita b'nai godol, the eldest son in the family. Shekosav le'kol nechas, if he gives him away everything, lo yaso el apotropa. Teroi tzehu shiach l'ku loy Echav Kavod. He wants that the brother should give him Kavod. Shari Chayovim Bechvoide anyway. Like it says in the Pasuk Kavod, it's Avicha V'esimecha. And we learn from the Eslod HaMizachicha HaGadol. V'oimer Adasu, once again, the Chacham are using the reasonable assessment and approach. Shalachvoide Neskavod. He didn't mean to give everything away to one son and keep the other kids all in poverty. He gave it to them because he wanted to them. They should go and show Kavod. So now the Gemara continues on. What happens B'nei HaKotan Mai? What happens if he determined that one of the younger sons may have more business acumen than the older sons, and he figures he'd be the best apotropis? And I've looked at all my 5 kids. First guy, he's a big tamad chacham, but when it comes to business, he's schwach. And the second one, he's kind of too weak. And number 4, he's, I can see he's real, he's a toughie, he understands business. he's ethical, he's integrity and honesty, but you know, he knows when to keep his stand, blah blah blah. So would you say the same thing, B'nai HaKatan Mai, that even the older one should respect? Here you don't have the Kabbalah Savicha V'yasi Mechel Rabbi Savicha HaGadol. Would you say over here it's Otegdei L'Chabdoi Mai? Itmar Rav Chaniloi Bar Idi Omer Shmuel Afilu B'nai HaKatan Amutl Barisa. Even if he goes and appoints the baby in the family to go and be
in the crib.
Now, the Gemara probably is using this somewhat as a guzma, as an exaggeration, because after all, the reason why he's appointing one of them is to be the apotropos. If this guy is a baby, he's only going to be able to go and make decisions at the earliest after another 13 years from now when he becomes bar mitzvah. If anything, we need an apotropos for this baby. Who's going to go and take care of the estate in the meantime? So Mestama just is trying to emphasize and dramatize that it makes no difference what the age is. If he gives everything to one son, we have to assume that he's appointing him as an apotropos. One second.
What about he wants to do like in Barocca?
Very good. So Bill is now really cooking with gas, like all of you today. And yeah, you get some of the governor. Good. What's the story? Why is he cooking with gas? Didn't we just finish saying Rabbi Yechon Mabroika says that if you give Ben Habonim, it works even if he gives him that only if. When he gives him everything, and not only a Shemra, even by a Bari, if he gives him everything, it's his. So maybe the reason why he gave the B'nai HaKotna Mutl Barisa, he doesn't care for the other kids, he only wants to give that one. He allowed to prefer
that. Earlier, that they're not related to Sugya, this after the two dots, it's a new Sugya, but here you see that it's really part of the same.
Oh, very good. Beautiful. Anyway, so the question is, well, why, Taka, don't you say, like Bill is saying, that when he gave all of his nechosim to one son, not to be apotropos, because he allowed him. Yechim Abreka said, ben ben abanim, that's totally permissible. So anyway, this is not my kasha, not Bill's kasha, it is Bill's kasha. But the Rishbam already asked this kasha on Kuf Lamed Omed Aleph. In yesterday's Dav, this goes on, Kuf Lamed Omed Aleph, you'll see that there's a Rishbam about a little bit past halfway down the wide lines. He says, Allah
Kabrika,
etc., etc. And okay, Kilmashma Stom the Masis and Tamashma the Ben Ben Habonim Ka'omar, etc. So, Birchim Breaker, that's the Allah. Is that Allah Lamaisa? That's Ariel's question. Okay, Allah Kabrika, Ben Ben Habonim, he gets it. Now, skip 7-8 lines, then you have the middle of the line. I have a dot in my Gemara. I don't know if the art school has a dot.
Yeah.
But it says, Vahad Yamrin Lekaman. Do you see in brackets it says Kuf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis? You have that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's our Gemara. Oh, Mishmol Goyz Gol Nechassim L'Ishtar. Lo Yasa El Abitrapa. V'amrin Hu Adin Nami Lebenoi. Shem Kassav Lo Yikol Nechassim. Lo Yasa El Abitrapa. You just said now you can go and favor Ben Ben Habana. Evet Rishbam. Hani Mi Lekoisiv Loshin Ma'atana. That's the Rishbam that you asked about before. It's Loshin Ma'atana. Oimer Lashon, either Koisiv Lashon Matana, Oimer Lashon Matana. Zelchvoy Yichaven LaHaklus LeNechosim. He only announced covet that the other brother should mechabed him. He's going to be now the apotropos, be mechabed the eldest son or the one of the other sons. Av Lashon Yerusha, Kana Hakoyel Kedin Toira, Ken Nafkalon Biem Han Chile Azbana. The Mishloim Lashon Matana, Ikal Meimer Dehikne Loihani Nechosim LiYoisim Mecheskosei Kedin Apotropa. Some people give a full-fledged matana. Some give a matana apotropos. That's the matana that I'm endowing you, that you're the apotropos, you're the executor. Everybody will have covered for you. Av Yerusha en Yechoyl Diyois, Elim Kein Koina Nechosim Kinyin Gomer, Tloshin Yerusha Mash, Meshachom Tachas HaMoyrish, Likmeis Nechosim Gomer. And therefore, Zog Tich L'Rejbam, the chilik between our Gemara and the early Gemara, Rabbi Yechim Ben Breika, thank you for the question. Rabbi Yechim Ben Breika says we're talking about a case of Yerusha. If you say Yerusha, I want son 2, 3, 4, 5 to go and get the Yerusha, then he's talking giving everything to that right. son. On the other hand, if he says Alasha Matana, then we assume the Oimedas that he didn't intend to go and give it to Yerusha, but rather as a Matana to be an Aputropis.
You could assume in the other case, in the first case also, that when it says Yerusha, it's not really a Yerusha, it's Aputropis. I mean, just like
an apotropos doesn't yorish, an apotropos doesn't inherit.
I understand. No, but
he's an administrator. He's not.
My point is, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Baraka agrees that if you give matana, it's stronger than gerusha, right?
In one way it is, because matana you can give to anybody, but Yerusha, right. But Yerusha is you only your Yoresh is someone,
right?
A full kid.
But you can give the matana to one of your kids. So you give matana to one of the kids, and you said that it's for an apitropos. Why not when you give Yoresh?
See, Gemara assumes that when you, that's what the Rishbam answers, that if you're giving a matana, and apitropos is also matana, I'm endowing you as being the executor.
I'm conveying it to you as apitropos.
And apitropos.
It has to be explicit.
And usually, since he's sitting next to the money, he'll probably get some sort of salary. He'll probably be able to get
measure fees.
Exactly. Anyway, bottom line is that answers your kasha that you asked before. Ben Abonim, you're saying apitropos. It depends on Loshen Yerusha, Loshen Matana. With this, by the way, Rabbi Say, getting back to the earlier Sugya in the Amud Aleph. Now we have another reason why it says Yarsun instead of Yaspun in the Mishnah, because it's come to tell you that
misinterpreted otherwise.
Exactly. Yeah. Whether we might be talking about apotropos. Yeah. By saying that we're saying Yarsun is not apotropos. He's giving all these boys this new set. I'm favoring all of you. How am I allowed to favor? Tanai Bezin, as well as Rechman ben Breiker, and he uses the Lord Yarsun, Yerusha, and then you can go and favor one over the other. Maybe he's appointing them apotropos. Sorry?
Is that your
Kiddush? It's not my Kiddush, I'm just throwing it in. Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Zog the Gemara Baita, I would have given another connection between the previous Sugya, because that's what you were looking for. Okay, continuing on. Pshita, six lines from the bottom of Kuf Lamed Aleph Omed Beis. Pshita Benoi the Acher, Acher Matana, U Benoi Apotropos. Now, one could theoretically learn that Benoi the Acher are going together, that there are two in the Parsha, and he's giving to both of them Benoi the Acher. But Rishbam rejects that. Because if he's talking about that he's giving both Benoi v'Acher, that means he's giving 50% to Benoi and 50% v'Acher, then that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. The whole discussion over here is giving Kol Nechasov. Why would anybody give Kol Nechasov to one Ben as opposed to everybody else? And he gave Veloshen Matana. It's probably because he made him an apotropos. But if he's giving 50%, fine. So he gave 50% to this one, 50% to that one. So wouldn't be a problem. The fact that the Gemara says Acher Matana Benoi Apotropos is telling us, says Rishbam, it's really Benoi Oi Acher. But then the only problem with that is that we are repeating the halacha of Benoi. And we're saying is, if a person gives all of his nechasim Benoi, then the halacha is Benoi is Apotropos, like we just got finished saying, even if it's a Benoi Hakotan. If he gives an Acher all of his property, then we assume that it was not an Apotropos, but he intended to make him a full-fledged Matana. And of course, even according to the Rabbanon, if you give a Lashon Matana, you can go and give it to anybody that you want in the world. There's no din of Dafka Ben Abban, you can give it anyone. So, therefore, this Pshita is that if you wrote out, or you said, prior to a person's passing, if that person says, I'm giving everything to Benoi, that's apotropos, like we said before. I'm giving everything ba'acher to an acher, then it's a Matana, full-fledged Matana. Now the Gemara, so by the way, the Gemara assumes, although the Gemara doesn't say it expressly, that this is all talking about a Shchimra. Shchimra is now making final decisions before he passes away. If he gives everything to his wife or everything to one son, he wants to mechabed that wife or the son in the eyes of all the other beneficiaries. What's it done by a bari? The Gemara doesn't address. That's going to be mentioned tomorrow, and that's the power. But before we get to that, the Gemara now concludes with five women where there's been an appointment, there's been a matana, and the question is that intended to be a full-fledged matana, or is it intended to be an appointment as an apotropos? So who are the five women? We start off Ishtei Arusa, the Ishtei Gerusha. Person gives everything to his wife, the Arusa, or to his wife, who a former wife was the Gerusha. Would we say that we mean an apotropos? And the answer is no. He gave it to them the matana. What's the reason why? Because he's number one, his connection with the Arus is not such a deep connection that he's worried about her covered in the eyes of children. When after Nisuin, then they have an intimate relationship, then we can go and say he wants that the children should have a respect for them. But the point of Arusa, you know, he hardly even knows her. There was only an Arison. They don't live together. He lives in his house, she lives in her house. So it's like an engagement. So you wouldn't assume that if he writes in his will that I'm giving everything to my Arusa, that he makes her an apotropos, but rather he gave it to her matan. Ishtei Grusha, he certainly is not going to make her apotropos. He got rid of her. So what anything that he gives her, you assume it's a matana, it's her. Iboilehu. What about Bas Eitz Laban? A person has a bunch of boys, and he has a girl. And we know that the girl is not going to yarsh him. But he says, I'm giving my bas, I'm giving everything matara to her. Or isha etzel achim. Isha means ishtai, his wife, etzel achim. He has no boys, he has no daughters, he has a bunch of brothers. They have the right to go and yarsh in min hatayra. And he goes and says, I give matara to my wife. Or isha etzel b'nei habal mahu. What happens if to ishtoi and b'nei habal from a different marriage? What was his kavana in all of these cases? When he gives her everything, did he mean a matana, or did he mean to go and point as an apotropos? So the first two, arus and matana, arus and grusha, the Gemara says, that's not a shaila, that's zichra matana. My question is, now why am I saying the shaila is a gabi five? As you'll see, Amar Ibn Mishmei Dirava, Bekulu loy konu, they changed the gears, loy konu, lebar mi ishte arusa, the ishte grusha. All the other three cases, the bas eitzel abonim, the isha eitzel achim, isha eitzel b'nei abal, there it's taket and apotropis. And he wants that the boy should have respect for their sister, he wants the brothers to have respect for his late wife, he wants the b'nei abal, they should have respect for his wife, etc. There taket apotropis. But those first two cases, like you said, those taket matam. Rav Avira Mishmei Derava, both Rav Avira Mishmei Derava, Rav Avira Mishmei Derava, Omer Bekulu Kani. In all five cases, they're koina that it's a matone gemura, just like the first two ishta rus ishta gusha. Not only that, all the five cases. Oh, not yet. The bar except for isha etzel achen the isha etzel bnei abal. In those two cases, I agree with you. There, he meant an apotropis, and he did not mean a matone. So Rabbi Yisrael, is there any distinction between the first Ravina and the first Rava, Ravina Mishmei Derava, and Rav Avira Mishmei Derava? Because both of them start off Bikulu, and then they say, except for this and except for that. So let's analyze this slowly, and you'll see that there is a Nafkimina. Ravina Mishmei Derava says Bikulu. All five, Loikanu, they do not receive a Matana, except Ishta Arusa and Ishta Grusha. So those two first, those get Matana. The other three have a din of apotropis. Rav Avira Mishmei Derava Amar Bekulu Kani. All of them are koinim matana. Oh, certainly Ishta Arusa, Ishta Grusha. The bar except for Isha Eitzel Achim, Isha Eitzel Bnei Abal, that they become apotropis. No, didn't Ravina also say that the other three become apotropis? Yes, he said all three become apotropis. According to Rav Avira Mishmei Derava, only these two, the Isha Eitzel Achim, the Isha Eitzel Bnei Abal, those become the apotropis. So what's the nafkimina between Ravina Mishmei Derava and Rav Avira Mishmei Derava? The middle case of Bas Eitzel Habonim. Bas Eitzel Habonim. According to Ravina, Ravina said, Bekul Loikano, except Isha Rusa Ishta Grusha, and therefore Bas Eitzel Habonim becomes an apotropis. Bas Eitzel Habonim, the boys should have respect for their sister, apotropis. Ravina Mishmei Derava, Amar Kulukani, all of them are koina, including Bas Eitzel Habonim. The only two nisht, Isha Eitzel Achim, Isha Eitzel Benim, those are apotropis, but not Bas Eitzel Habonim. So therefore, the nafkimina between these two, Mandi Amrim, Ravina, and Rav Avira, Mishmei Derava, what's the case of Bas Eitzel Habonim? Is it a matana, or is it an apotropis? And the Gemara stays with that machloikis. And the Gemara Mishim tomorrow will ask, Boi Rava, that we said, you pointed apotropis. Bari Heich, Bishchimra, Hu Dini Chalei Nisham Amila. What's the reason why we keep it saying wants mechabed the wife or the older son or even the younger son? Because they want the mechabed, they should listen to what they have to say. Av babori hakoi ihu ez davda. The bori is alive and kicking. If he wants to go and give everything away, you don't need apotropos. I'm here. Or even, maybe babori nami. So mention that we will continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Just confess, I wanted the bas eso abanim isha eso bnei habal. That's the daughter relative to her other full fraternal brothers.
And which one? The Bas Eitzel Habonim?
That's the Mafkamina. That was the dispute between the two.
That's correct. So you have a boy, a husband and wife. Doesn't have to be multiple wives. He has one wife, and he has five sons and one daughter.
And Isha Eitzel Bnei Habal, those are a mother, a stepmother relative to stepsons.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to clarify.
No.
It's not steps, there's no stepsister situation there.
No. Okay. Stepdaughter, you really mean.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a good day, everybody. Have a wonderful day. Zag Yibin. Zag Yibin.